we've gotten a lot of kind of, not really flack, but like, oh, you guys are from California. I thought you were from the South, but you could say that about the band.
Yeah.
Or you could say that about Neil Young. It's kind of one of those things where it's just American music, proud to have it, proud to be a part of it. Just doing that feels really good.
Indie rock, alt country, and rootsy soul. The sound of Delta Spirit may not be the norm in San Diego, but it's a natural fit for five guys who found their musical place and hit the road hard to spread the word. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The band Delta Spirit hails from California, but the name comes from a rather unusual source on the other side of the country. A band member's great uncle and his company, the Delta Spirit Taxidermy Station of North Central Alabama. Well, as far as we know, the connection to taxidermy ends there, and the guys of Delta Spirit are living the life of an emerging band, still in a van, logging serious miles, and seeing the results in growing crowds. Aside from the live shows, the band's debut album, Ode to Sunshine, has people talking, too, with flavors of the Stones, Cold War Kids, and the Basement Tapes all mixed in behind the voice of frontman Matt Vasquez. And when Delta Spirit joined me for an interview at FUV, the former busker did most of the talking, too. No surprise to hear that you started, like many a musician, singing on the streets. I mean, you probably made a dollar or two, I bet, right? Did you do okay?
Yeah, plenty of money for some beer.
Right, because it's a tough life, so the money...
Oh, yeah, it's really, really tough living by the ocean. Really, really hard.
No, but I mean, but that's hard work, like singing on, you know, every...
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's the easiest buck on the planet.
It is.
Yeah. Say you hear a song you really like, and you want to learn it. You sit out there and you learn it, and it doesn't matter because all the people keep walking by. So if you mess up, it doesn't matter. And you just keep doing the same one until you figured it out good. Or you just play whatever and have fun.
Right, right. Could be a little scary, too, right? I mean, it's...
No.
It's, well, you're in San Diego.
Not where we live.
No, sleepy beach towns are pretty easy to get through with all that stuff.
And I got something to say, my friends. I will never lay down without a fight. And when I die, my soul someday, reconciling beyond my way, and I'll be wandering on from my ear. What I become, no one could say. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, come on, all you soul searching people, come on, no, no. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, come on, all you soul searching people, come on.
What's been your experience? Like, how do you feel that people are hearing about Delta Spirit? What do you hear from fans?
I think we've just toured a lot, you know, and from all the touring, we have a lot of people say, hey, my friend, I heard your record. He burned it for me. He told me about this thing, or, oh, I listened to this song. And I think a couple people have heard it on radio stations, and they've come too, but mostly it's been kind of word of mouth, really, really, really small. Like, we played Chicago a bunch of times, and only till this last time was it really, like, crazy. And even New York, and just, we work New York so hard for it to be this great now. And, you know, it's not like we're selling out the Bowery Barn, but it feels really good to have enthusiastic people. And it's not people that just know the one song off the record and then they all leave. They know, a lot of people know all the words to the songs, and that's really encouraging, so... And hopefully music will keep ending up like that, where people will listen to whole records instead of just downloading the one.
If you hide your questions, there's no answers. I finally found a cure for my own cancer.
Oh,
That's Delta Spirit with a stripped-down live version of Trash Can, recorded in the FUV studios. To hear more from Delta Spirit and other artists, head to the online archives at WFUV.org.